All right. Welcome back, everyone, for another deep dive. This time, we're headed down to Key West for their Art and Craft Festival.
Sounds fun.
Yeah, should be interesting. I actually found a really cool article about it. Did you know it actually started as like a casual clothesline art show back in 65?
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah. Artists just hanging their work literally on clotheslines.
I love that. It's so, I don't know, it just sounds very Key West, you know?
Yeah.
Laid back, creative.
Right. And they used the money they made to renovate a historic building.
Which is now the Key West Arts Center, I bet.
You got it. But it says here that by the mid-80s, it kind of had to become more, you know, selective.
Oh, sure. I can see why. I mean, art was booming down there, right?
Exactly. It couldn't stay a small local thing forever. They ended up limiting it to just 100 exhibitors.
Wow. From clotheslines to, I guess not clotheslines anymore.
Well, now it's something even bigger. It's the Key West Art and Craft Festival. They merged with the craft show, and now they have something like 150 exhibitors.
Wow, that's impressive. So what kind of art are we talking about here?
Pretty much everything, actually.
Yeah.
Watercolors, acrylics, sculptures.
Jewelry.
Oh, yeah. Definitely jewelry.
Yeah.
Pottery, glass, woodworks, you name it.
It's amazing how it's grown, but I wonder if it still has that, you know, that Key West vibe.
I think so. The article mentioned lots of art inspired by, like, the natural beauty there. You know, seascapes and coral reefs, that kind of thing.
Right, right. Because you can't really separate Key West from its environment, can you?
I know. I can totally see myself wandering through Truman Waterfront Park, you know, with the ocean breeze, checking out all this art.
And don't forget about the art demos and hands-on activities they have.
Oh, yeah, they mentioned those. That's so cool.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just about looking at art. You can actually, like, experience it.
Exactly. You get to engage with the artists, learn about their process. It's a whole different level of appreciation.
So anyone listening, if you're free on February 22nd, 23rd, you got to check it out. That's a Saturday and Sunday, by the way.
From 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Truman Waterfront Park. Sounds like a perfect weekend activity to me.
Definitely. And even if you can't make it in person, you know, just picture it. All those colors, the creativity, the energy.
It really makes you think, you know, about how art festivals like this shape a community's identity. Do they just reflect the existing culture, or do they actively help create it?
It's something to think about, that's for sure. And with that, we'll wrap up our deep dive for today. Thanks for joining us, everyone.
See you next time.